Everyone, hi, this is Kahal Chad Ben Mashiach. We're One of Messiah Congregation, and today's topic is Colossians chapter 2, which is always misconstrued by all the Protestants just about, and Messianics, and they read this chapter without basic reading comprehension. But today we shall read this in the proper context. This is the book of Colossians, written by, we believe, Apostle Paul to the Colossians, which are at Colossae, which is around Asia Minor. If you have your maps, you can go look that up, right next to Greece, you know, around that vicinity. And this is a letter, one of the to these Colossians, one of the churches Paul founded. We're just going to read the chapter and make sure you understand it once and for all. You know, just like I gave a exhortation and a study on Romans 14, these are not talking about let's break the Sabbath or pick any day for the Sabbath. This is not what Apostle Paul is talking about, okay? Apostle Paul is a Jew from Tarsus, from the tribe of Benjamin, and he's a Hebrew of the Hebrews, an Israelite, and he knows exactly what he's saying. He says, For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance and understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Messiah Christ, in whom is hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now, I want you to start focusing on some verses, okay? In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. So this is one of the verses I want you to focus on. Verse 4. I want you to be aware of this men that try to beguile you, in other words, deceive you with enticing words, okay? This is not your brother. This is someone I want you to be aware of. Colossians, and also you people today in this generation, 2006. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Messiah Christ. For if ye, it says, as ye have therefore received Messiah Yeshua, Christ Jesus the Lord, Adon, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. So far we got verse 4 I want you to focus on, the men, these are not your brothers. Now verse 8, very important. Beware lest any man spoil you. Obviously, that's not your brother, and I'm cautioning the Colossians, and I'm cautioning anyone that reads this in the future. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy. Just like in Judaism, they have Rambam, who was heavily influenced by Plato and Socrates and these people that they pick up all these pagan thoughts and philosophies. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. And these are after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Messiah, Christ. For in Messiah, Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, in the Messiah, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom are hid all, it says, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Messiah Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the Messiah, through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. Amen. God raised Messiah Jesus Yeshua from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your flesh, had he quickened, he made it alive, together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Now, you got to remember, these Colossians were, a lot of them weren't Jewish, so they were definitely strangers and aliens. pertaining to the covenant of promises. It says what the Messiah did, he blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. In other words, anyone who breaks the Torah, the commandments of the Lord, the mitzvot of God, you have handwritings of ordinances that are against you. In other words, the judgments, the retribution you're going to get for breaking these commandments of God that should not be broken. So these handwritings of ordinances, which was contrary to us, and he took them out of the way, nailing it to the cross. In other words, he basically nailed your sins and the retribution and the punishment to the cross. He took upon him the sins of the world. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Okay? So we got verse 4, verse 8, and now I want you to go to verse 16, the verse that every Protestant, every Messianic just about gets wrong, just about all of them. Now remember, these other verses, verse 4 and 8, these are not your brothers. These are people that are sneaking into the church, trying to spoil you through philosophy and the rudiments of men and the commandments of men. Same thing in verse 16. Let no man, therefore, judge you in meat, okay? Don't let any unsaved, any person that's not your brother tell you what to eat. God's already given you in Leviticus chapter 11 and many verses in the Bible what is construed as food and what is clean and what is unclean. So let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink. You know, no drunkard is going to enter the kingdom of heaven. Or of the new moon. Don't let anyone that's not your brother judge you in the new moon. The Rosh Chodesh. The reason why we acknowledge the moon, we don't worship the moon. What we know when it's coming. So when a new moon is coming, we know a new month of God is coming, so we can keep the feast of the Lord. So don't let anyone judge you in the new moon or of the Sabbath days. Of course not. You know, there are seventh-day Sabbaths, and there are Sabbaths in the feast of the Lord that are commandments for you to keep. There's no work should be done according to the Lord. And don't follow the Catholic Church, and they put their strong persuasion on the Protestants. Don't follow them. Now, you got to remember, this is Apostle Paul talking to the Colossians. This is after the Lord died on the tree, they was buried, and he rose from the dead. This is after all these events that are, we thank God for the resurrection of the Messiah. He says in verse 18, watch out for these men. Let no man, don't let any man beguile you of your, it says, let's go to verse 17, the verse that we almost missed. He says, This meat and drink in respect of a holy day, which are the feasts of the Lord, or the new moon, or the Sabbath days, he says, which are a shadow of things to come. This is said in future tense. In other words, this is after the Lord dies on the cross, raises from the dead. There's still a shadow of things to come, and everyone knows, but the body is of Messiah, Christ. In other words, every body casts a shadow. And this is a shadow of things to come, these holy days, new moons, and Sabbaths, and this everything that it says here in these verses, meaning the first holy days of the Lord in the spring told the first coming of the Messiah, and the second coming are foretold in the fall feast of the Lord, the fall holy days. So don't let anyone judge you in this, because they're a shadow of things to come, you know. We're waiting for the Lord to come back. So this is a future tense. Oh, boy. Verse 18, let no man beguile you. That's no unsaved, no person that's not your brother, someone that's not in the congregation of the righteous. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he had not seen. He's definitely vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. Beware of these men that are going to beguile, means to deceive you, okay? And not holding the head, this is God, Messiah, from which all the body, by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered, knit together, increase it with the increase of God. Wherefore, if you be dead with Messiah, Christ, from the rudiments of the world, why as though living in the world are you subject to ordinances? This is ordinances of men, of course. touch not, taste not, handle not, which are all to perish with the using. Listen what it says, verse 22. After the commandments and doctrines of men, which it says, which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any, it says, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. You know, if you read this chapter 2 of Colossians, and people always quote the 2:16 here, and they quote it totally wrong. Let no man therefore judge you in meat and in drink, or in respect of a holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days. They never follow with verse 17, which says, which are a shadow of things to come. You know, we have a video on our website, oneofmessiah.net. Go to our website, and please click on the audio and video section. It's right on the left link. You'll find a video there that will bless you and make you understand this chapter. You know, so many people have got it wrong. They think that no one's supposed to judge you. You're supposed to. They read it so out of context that you can pick any day you want. Where does it say that? Apostle Paul is obviously warning the Colossians. You know, this is a short study today, but I want you to really take to heart verse 4, verse 8, verse 16, and verse 18, and also read the rest of this, like 21 and 22. These are not your brothers. These are not people that are on your side. These are not on the Messiah's side. These people are against the truth. So don't let anyone judge you in keeping the commandments. Keep the commandments of God. Don't let anyone tell you that you don't have to walk the straight and narrow. And it is straight and narrow. You know, God is looking for a people that are holy and clean. He wants you to be clean in His eyes. And we thank God for the blood of the Messiah. So read these chapters in context. Make sure you know who wrote the book and to whom he wrote it. Who's listening? These are the Colossians. Okay, these are people that most of them weren't Jews. So he's warning them. People are trying to sneak into the congregation that I founded. And when I'm not here, beware of these men. Because these things are a shadow of things to come. You know, I know most Protestants and most Catholics and most some Messianics, they don't even know about the Feast of the Lord. The Feast of the Lord are an exciting study about the first and second coming of Messiah, Yeshua. And we'll go into that in another study. I hope you got something out of this today. Read the context of this chapter in the proper with the proper comprehension. I just thank God we could be here today. If you have any questions, like always, call us. You have our number, 615-591-9820. Go to our website if you don't have it. You could email me. You could call me. We'll go over this together. God bless you, and Baruch Hashem, Yeshua. Keep the commandments of God. Keep the feast of the Lord. Keep the ordinances like Zechariah and Elizabeth. They were blameless in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord. And remember, Revelations, blessed are they that do his commandments, that you may have right to the tree of life. You know, most people don't even know what John said in the epistle. He said, what is sin? Sin is the transgression of the law. So if you didn't have the law, you wouldn't even know what was sin. I just thank God that we could know what the sins are, that we could avoid them, and we have the power of God to keep his commandments. Yeshua says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and my commandments are not grievous. God bless you, and we'll talk again soon. Praise the name of Yeshua the Messiah. God bless.